I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I'm with Grigor Krušić. You're way taller than me. It's going to be a tough one. Tournament director here at Porto Rose WTA 250. How are you doing, Grigor?
Doing just fine. Meeting after meeting, as we said before, but I love it. And right after we finish, Max, we have another meeting.
Oosh, looks intense. We got to hurry up. Could you please tell us a crazy story about this tournament that nobody knows and needs to know?
Yeah, that's very nice of you, you know, not to prepare me for something like this. But the most crazy story I can tell you right away, it happened 2 days ago when Miss Supervisor Julia came to me and said that the court's not surfaced as it should be. So right on this balcony, I got a shock. I got a black, yellow and white color on my face, and I got nervous as hell. But then afterwards, you know, we went to the court, we measured it with the proper meter, found out, you know, that everything is as should be. So I got relieved as I could, you know, went for a beer, which I didn't order since I was working at that time, you know. So I simply had a cold water. That was it.
Intense one also. How old is the tournament?
How old?
Yeah.
Well, WTA 250 is the second edition of it, but we were organized since 2013 ATP Challenger, who was kind of a predecessor, you know, of this tournament. It was kind of a, you know, preparation of, you know, to jump onto 250. But my very good colleague of mine, Andrei Bizyak, already as a director, organized this tournament, so WTA 250, from 2005 to 2010.
And what's the budget of the tournament, and who are the most famous player who won here? Two questions in one.
The budget of the tournament is extensive. It's very high. It's too high, but we're lowering it as much as possible, which is not too easy.
Is that a secret?
It's a bit of a secret, but I'll tell you, it comes up to close to seven figures. Quite an expense. True. I mean, only prize money is $250,000. So you can imagine, you know, how many there is with the transportation, with 40 umpires, with 40 ball kids, with 50 people which are working for 50 WTA workers or people and so forth. You know, so the cost of the, you know, the whole tennis center and all that. So the numbers are very high. And the most famous player that won here for us, it's definitely Grega Zimlja and Aljaž Bedene, talking about ATP Challenger, which was, as I said before, but last year's champion was in 250, the tournament WTA 250 was Jasmine from Italy. Okay. And at those years in back days, it was a sister of... you got me on that one, but I'll think of with your next question. I'll find that name as well.
No pressure, Grigor. You are also Federation Director of Slovenia, right?
Exactly. I'm a CEO of Slovene Tennis Federation. We obviously have president and vice president, which are the heads of the federation. But I and my team are the operational executors, and we simply deal with all of this, what you can see here.
What is your tennis level on field?
My tennis level, you mean on a tennis court?
Exactly.
At this very moment, I'm in a very high form.
Okay.
So if you want to test
me... I can tell, you're in shape.
So if you want to test me, I'm going to be with you right after my next meeting.
That's like the budget, it's a secret question. Okay, Grigor, last question. I'm doing this content thanks to Edge, or because of Edge, an agency, one of the sponsors of the tournament. Can you tell us a word about them? How did you guys get in touch? And what do they permit you to do through the sponsoring?
Sure. We have exclusive, really positive and high-tensed cooperation. Since with Sasha and Igor, we're in contact while the tournament before that on daily basis, but before and after on weekly basis. We know each other since this May, when we organized $60,000 tournament in Koper, nearby, 20 kilometers from here, where they came with their professional players, with their high level players, which they have. They're really doing a great job, so that's why we got together right away, since we're doing a great job as well. No, just kidding. But yeah, we're cooperating very positively on a high, very high professional level, and as sponsors, you know, we really appreciate it. Without them, I have to admit, Sasha knows that, we wouldn't be able to organize something like this. They're so strong, they're so, you know, high on our scale of sponsors, you know, that we, as you can see, would do, will do, and we do everything for them.
Come on! All right, last thing, let's just turn around. Beside that beautiful terrace, come with me on the side, on this side. Beside that beautiful terrace that I guess only the director is allowed to get access, we can see that behind us there's the beach over there, the sea. What should we see? Where should we go around Porto Roche?
Well, Porto Roche is mostly known by its surrounding. There are hills around with very beautiful views on the city. The city itself is very beautiful, everything by the coast, a lot of bars, restaurants, and leisure time here is something splendid to experience. Lots of, really lots of, and I can give you some, you know, informations about the very good restaurants. And what is last but not the least, nightlife. Nightlife is also which we can't experience, but it's very good here.
Is there a town close by we should go to?
Yeah, sure. It's walking distance where the hotels are. It's like 5 to 10 meters away from the tennis center. So you can see the sea on my right side. You know, it's 50 meters from the last, so number 2 court. It's already sea where you can swim.
Yeah.
And just beside the coast, you get to the city center in 5 minutes.
Wow! I can't wait to discover. Thanks, Gregor, for your time. Wish you the best for the tournament and maybe see you next year. We'll see.
We are definitely organizing one next year, definitely, which is at least $125,000 tournament, but we're already working for a month that it would stay $250,000. WTA 250 is Zavralnica, Sava, Porto Roche.
Vámonos. Thanks.
Vámonos.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.